This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Fiona Newton and I were very fortunate to catch up with one Jeff Kennett, of course, former Victorian Premier, former Hawthorn President. He's the chairman of Beyond Blue.
He certainly is.
And Jeff was out at Yarra Glen on Sunday and was part of the Joy broadcast. And we spoke with Jeff Kennett earlier about his thoughts on Sunday and also the AFL Beyond Blue Cup, which is coming up on Saturday night at the MCG.
When I drove into that Yarra Glen Reserve, I was struck at the number of people participating in events. So you have to go through past the netball courts first, which were absolutely packed, and then you went onto the oval and the new stadium there and everything else, or the new stand, and the setting is just wonderful. It's beautiful. It's a big oval that's been redone, as you know, courtesy of the council. But more importantly, the setting with those trees, those big, very mature trees all around the boundary, it was a very special place to be on a beautiful day, and where the goodwill that was being exuding from everyone for the cause, the Pride Cup, was just amazing. And I couldn't help but think, as I was driving back, how far this issue of diversity, of trying to make people aware of the harmful impact that homophobia may have, has come in the last very few years. Less than five, but it has certainly got ahead of steam, and it's not just, I was thinking to myself, it shouldn't be just about football. We've got to try and extend it across all sports, male and female, and then obviously take it into the broader community. But it was a wonderful day, another very good step forward. But as I said, it's probably at the start of a long period of activity and education.
Well, Jeff, I'm amazed how far things have come even in the last 12 months. I think the first Pride match out there initiated by Jason Ball was only 12 months ago. And since then, the AFL itself has had a Pride match in the NAB rounds and also initiated a lot of education programs. So how do you think these kind of events are really starting to shape the attitudes of some of the players and coaches and also the spectators as well?
Well, I think it's becoming very obvious because you've now got AFL players who are supporting the concept of what Jason has started. So you're getting players who are currently playing being prepared to lend their names and support to this exercise in diversity, better understanding, etc., etc. You're certainly getting the public a lot more aware. You've got that combined with issues relating to mental health, issues such as Mitch Clark coming out and being where he is at this time and tweeting about it all the time. So there is a very major change in both effort and understanding about the pain that results from discrimination. Now, whether that's discrimination through lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, whether it's discrimination that is about sexuality or mental illnesses, whatever it is, it matters not. There is an increasing and a very obvious awareness of a change taking place in community. And we've just got to make sure that this happens throughout the country, not just in Victoria, although this is where it started. So I just take you back to the origins of Beyond Blue 15 years ago. It started in Victoria, but it very quickly became a national body. And we work nationally, and I think this movement against homophobia, stereotyped attitudes, has got to get somehow a national focus to it, because we accept that it's doing very well in here in Victoria, but I'm not so sure that the energy that we're observing and feeling is replicated in Western Australia or Queensland yet.
Yeah, well, hopefully AFL being a national sport will that will start to get out there that way too.
Jeff, it amazes me that in many professional sports we've got athletes that have come out. You know, tennis I think is leading that rank. There's a lot of female players on the tour that have come out publicly. AFL, not so yet. I mean, what do we have to do to see an AFL player come out eventually?
Well, the first thing is you can never force it. It's got to be, as Jason did, a realisation that in coming out, it gave his life greater completeness and greater enjoyment, both delivering on his sport, but also in terms of his total relationship. So you can't force anyone, but I hope through better education, etc., that at some stage, not just one, but a larger number of people will feel comfortable to come out. As we said the other day on Sunday, those who are gay are not, how do I put it, they don't feel abnormal because of their gayness. They feel worried, concerned, abnormal because of the discrimination that's directed against them. And I think that's a very real difference. A lot of people think, oh, people who are gay, you know, they feel awful, they're locked away. They don't. They feel they're perfectly normal. But what hurts them is the indiscriminate or deliberate discrimination, which is shown by those who should know better, but in many cases would act very differently, as Jason has found, if in fact the people knew that they were gay or that they had a depressive illness. So I think it's just continuing, Dougal, the education, keep talking about it, keep talking about the pain, the suffering, rely on and refer back to the facts associated with depressive illnesses within the gay community. It's a part of life. And, you know, there's so many other things happening that are a lot more serious than this. Although this can have a huge impact on individuals, you'd think that we were a bigger community and can move in that direction. But I am encouraged by the pace at which this is all happening. But I do just make the point again, I would love to see this take a shape and form on a national level. And while, Fiona, we say, oh, if the AFL takes it up, yes, that's a drop in the bucket and maybe an important one. But as I said on Sunday, you can't expect the AFL to be the leaders on every social issue in the community. They can be involved and they can play a role, but their primary obligation is to deliver a code of sport, not to take on every social issue.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, Jason described the Pride match on Saturday as one of the best days of his life, so it certainly was a good credit to him for coming out and celebrating in front of his whole community.
Kind of inspired his boys to a win in that second half.
That's right.
Kicked a great goal in the last quarter.
I thought it was a great quality standard of football.
He got his own goal, and when you talk about width and breadth, don't forget that Mark Evans was there, who's the football operations manager for the AFL. He didn't have to be there.
No.
He was there because he was genuinely concerned and is generally supportive. You had Matt Finnis there, who's now the CEO of St Kilda. So you wouldn't have had that there 2 years ago.
No.
Amazing. Change is taking place. I do say to people all the time, though, please don't expect to be able to change the world and to change all the population of Australia within a short period of time. These things, as we're finding with depression and mental illness, the important thing is to start. The important thing is to get a national focus, national organisation going, and then constructively continue the education to bring about change.
Jeff, it was a great event last Sunday. This Saturday, though, is another big event for Beyond Blue, which you're involved with directly. The AFL Beyond Blue Cup, it's on once again Saturday night. It's the grand final rematch, Hawthorn and Sydney. You couldn't have picked a better match to have the AFL Beyond Blue Cup.
No, we're very fortunate, and it should be a very good match. I hope it's a very good match. It's been played at night, so hopefully it's going to be good weather because it'll be certainly cold and chilly. And for we supporters of Hawthorn, it'll give us a much better indication of where we are at this stage of the season, because we haven't put back-to-backs together yet, and this is going to be a tough test for both teams.
Now, tell us, Jeff, what's some of the highlights of the Beyond Blue Cup on Saturday? What's going to be happening on the night?
Well, we'll have people handing out literature all around the ground. There's been a fairly big build-up in terms of publicity, etc. And as you know, these events are held just to have people think for a moment about mental health, think about people around them, try and get them to access our website so they can educate themselves more. It's really about continually putting the message out there. Mm. And that's what we've got to with issues surrounding the LGBTI community as well. You've just got to keep the message out there. You've got to find different ways of communicating. And we've got people now talking about mental health and mental illnesses and depressive illnesses all the time on radio, on television. It's not as though they feel ashamed to do so. The community is a lot better, a lot more understanding. And from that point of view, it's a good place to be.
Yeah, fantastic.
So Saturday night's all about reminding, all about refreshing the message, and hopefully the people who are there receiving some literature that they'll have a look at it, you know, if they go and sit in their seats or half-time or take home with them. Keep the education rolling.
And there's a hashtag, lookout for the number four, mates, that people can use during the game. I believe it's going to be a fantastic night. I'm hoping for a Hawks win, obviously. And, I'm sure that you'll be there as well, Jeff.
I certainly will be, and we'll all be living in hope.
We all will be.
That'll be a fantastic game and a great game for the Beyond Blue Cup. And, Jeff, appreciate your time on the Sports Bag on Joy 94.9 this evening, and appreciate your time on the broadcast, on Joy's special broadcast on Sunday during the Pride Cup as well.
A great pleasure, mate. Great pleasure. You stay well, Fiona. I'll see you out there on Saturday night. You'll recognise me. I'll be wearing those Hawthorn shoes, right? Yeah.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.